With the attack on Fort Sumter, South Carolina, the frontier settlers of Juneau County were drawn into the impending Civil War. President Lincoln issued a call to each state to raise companies of volunteers. Rufus Dawes and his father, Henry, heeded the call, inspired by the patriotism of his great-grandfather, William Dawes. Along with Paul Revere, Dawes rode at midnight, warning colonists of the outbreak of the Revolutionary War.
So they were well aware of the forming of this country, and they felt they were saving their grandfather's work or their great-grandfather's work. Rufus was very active in recruiting for the company, and they met three or four times, and they quickly got the 100 volunteers they needed, and then they have to elect these officers within the group, and Rufus Dawes was elected. And they came to the decision they would call themselves the Minutemen. And again, that's a connection to Rufus Dawes and his dad, that they would call themselves the Minutemen, like the Patriots of old. So they had this big meeting, and that was pretty much the name they were going to use. And they said, well, are we going to be the Juneau County Minutemen? And one guy said, no, let's be the Lemonware Minutemen to remind us of the valley that we all came from. It's very local. You went to war with your cousins and your schoolmates and your brothers and fathers sometimes and sons. You got Irish immigrants, James Patrick Sullivan from Company K of the Lemonware Minutemen. He's actually 17 years old and lies about his age to get in. Some Norwegians, some Germans, a lot of Yankees. And then they went to Madison, where they are formed into the 6th Wisconsin. The guys went in homemade shirts and straw hats, and they had their stuff wrapped up in a kerchief on a stick. They said they're pretty rustic boys. The 6th Wisconsin became known as the Calico Boys because of all the homemade shirts, the colorful homemade shirts that the mothers send and sisters send them with. So you had a frontier company in many ways. Very proud of what they were doing, very proud of Wisconsin. Wisconsin's a state 12 years when the war started. Did it earn its star on the flag? Well, they're gonna show everybody that they were, you know, worthy of being part of the Union. And the 6th Wisconsin is shipped to Washington and ultimately becomes part of the Iron Brigade, which is the 2nd, 6th, 7th Wisconsin, 19th Indiana, and later the 24th Michigan. All Western boys. So you had a Western Brigade in those Eastern armies. They wore these big black hats. Look like pilgrim hats, but they were actually a military hat. They liked the big hats because it made them look big, and it also made them recognized as Western men, and they were going to prove something, and they did. They fight four battles in the space of 3 weeks. They fight Gainesville, Second Bull Run, South Mountain, and Antietam. Antietam, a very, very hard fight in a place called the Cornfield, where they just got shot to pieces. The 6th Wisconsin lost almost 50% in the space of an hour and a half. But they make their reputation at Gettysburg. Rufus Dawes ends up being lieutenant colonel, which is a second slot on the brigade. But his commander had been kicked by a horse, so at Gettysburg, Dawes is in command. He writes his best girl, Mary Beeman Gates, the night before the battle. He said, I hope to do something brave. The Iron Brigade is thrown in north of town because the Confederates are coming down that road. And so for a period from 10 o'clock in the morning till 4 o'clock in the afternoon, the Iron Brigade and some other units, but the Iron Brigade primarily, blocks the road so the Confederates can't come through. Outnumbered 2 and 3 to 1, if you can imagine those kind of odds. And they're driven back, literally step by step. And finally, they're blown away and they have to run through the town. But what happens is they save the high ground that's so critical in Gettysburg. The Confederates can't get through the town fast. They can't capture the town. And below the town are these ridges that the Union Army fortifies. And those ridges become the key to the victory at Gettysburg. So in many ways, they win the Battle of Gettysburg or are a key factor in it. But does anybody know that? No. They went into the battle with 1,883 soldiers. The brigade did, five regiments. 1,883 men. That night when they took the roll, there were 491 left. And then they go on. They're regrouped and they fight at the Wilderness and they go on through the rest of the war. And the 6th and the 7th end up at that strange place called Appomattox Courthouse. And then they come home. In the end, after all the war was over and they began to count up, the Iron Brigade had the highest percentage of loss of any brigade in the Union Army. It's a war record that's, you know, we should be proud of them because they stepped up, frontier boys, and opened the attack at Antietam, opened the fighting at Gettysburg, the infantry fighting, you know. It's just a remarkable record. They went to the war, one guy said, because I wanted to do something for my new country, an Irish immigrant. Another soldier said he wanted to be considered brave and he wanted to see the sunny South. But they stepped up and fought a very, very bloody war for 4 years. Some of them never got home for the whole 4 years until the day they got off the train in Madison and made their way to Cassville or Lancaster or Marston or all those places they called home. And yet they blend right back in. Rufus Dawes wrote a letter to his old Leavenworth Minutemen reunion. He said the younger generation could hardly know that their modest neighbors fought on more battlefields than the old guard of Napoleon and are now the nation's best citizens.